We're going to talk now with Prunchus O'Connoran of the Anti-Austerity Alliance. We're going to talk all things water charges. Good morning, Prunchus. How are you?
Hello, Mark.
Welcome back, Prunchus. Nice to see you. I haven't seen you since pre-election time. How have you been?
Oh, I've been grand. Thanks very much, Mark. Something I'd like to say, first of all, is that I'd like to say a big thanks to all the people who did give me a vote in the local elections. People like myself don't normally get a chance to say thanks. Mm-hmm. So all the people out there listening that voted for myself in the Anti-Austerity Alliance, a big thank you to you.
Yeah. And, of course, as you know, with people don't honestly, you don't get elected. People think you just kind of this, but you don't. You keep going. You just haven't got. So you're still fairly active. And
oh, I'm still active in the Anti-Austerity Alliance. Actually, there's a meeting coming up next Tuesday, the 30th, and it's in Parnell's GAA Club in Coolock.
Okay.
So it's a public meeting. We want to inform the people about what's happening with the water, your options, all these packages that Ishgarden have sent out to us, what to do with them, how to handle it, and your rights. So do come along to the meeting next Tuesday in Parnell's GAA Club.
Well, you know, we'll kind of go through that kind of step by step now. Like, what we've seen up to now is people protesting where Irish Water are trying to install the meters. We've seen some videos came out, especially last week, where I had to be honest, when I saw them, I thought, this is playing right into Irish Water's hands, because every company with employees has a duty of care to their workers. And when people start interfering with them the way they were, now we understand people are angry and everything else, and there's a lot of provocation on both sides, and people don't see everything in these little videos, but it seemed to me that it was playing more into, because they'll just go to court, get an injunction to protect their employees. So we've seen all the protests, we've seen all the trying to stop the installation, but yourselves in the Anti-Austerity Alliance and a few others around the Route Coppinger or whatever, it seems to be at the move now towards this whole thing of refusing to pay. Can you talk us a bit through what the thinking is now behind that?
I can, Mark. The reason why we're moving to don't pay the bills is it's a far easier way of protesting for a start. It's down to individuals then that when they get the package from Ishgarden is just to throw it into the bin or wherever you want to throw it. Do not return it. Do not write on the envelope and return the form. Just totally ignore them.
Yeah.
They're looking for PPS numbers of your children. They apparently, according to the article yesterday, the Irish Independent, that they will have the right at some stage to sell these on.
Yeah.
Now, that's absolutely crazy. Your PPS number is your own personal number.
Yes.
And no state company or semi-state company or private company has the right to sell that on. And we're getting to a stage where, if you remember, you're old enough to remember, Mark, like myself, maybe 30, 40 years ago, we all gave out about Russia building up a big database on its citizens.
Yeah.
The Irish government are doing that now. Yeah. Every solitary thing you go to apply for now, they want your PPS number.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a stage, it's going to get to a stage where your PPS number is going to be identify you. You're going to be able to be stopped by the guards. You'll be asked for a PPS number, and they'll even know whether you paid your television license.
Yeah.
Because everything is going to be tied into that.
Yeah.
And every company you deal with, and mark my words, the banks as well.
Yeah.
Everything, and to be able to, it will be a massive database, and everything will be tied into that.
Yeah, we could, as I say, we'll deal with the PPS numbers. So my understanding of your PPS number is that is your personal identifier to the state, and is only there with regards to your income tax details and everything else. It's not for, I could be wrong, but my understanding is that's all that's for. Am I correct in that?
That's correct, Mark. That's there for the revenue.
Yeah.
And it's to deal with your tax compliance to the revenue, etc., etc. It's not for companies to willy-nilly sell this on. And it's like when you join up on some of these Facebook things, you're automatically giving them the right to use your photographs, etc., etc.
Yeah.
Now, Irish Water, appear to be getting ready, if you fill in these contracts and send them back to them, you're giving them the right to use your PPS number, which I am advocating you do not do that. That is your personal number.
Yeah.
And especially your children's number. Mm. Now, they're saying they want this for so as they can give you an allowance. If and when we're successful in this campaign, you won't need an allowance. Mm-hmm. We already pay for our water.
Yeah.
Through general taxation. We have already paid for it and still are paying for it. So Uisce Éireann coming along with another bill, it's double taxation.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's double taxation, and I urge everybody to stand together. And unlike the property tax, the revenue is not involved in this.
Yeah.
So therefore, the revenue cannot collect this area wages, area of your dole, area of
any payments from the state or whatever.
And all that.
Yeah.
It's up to Uisce Éireann. Now, if Uisce Éireann decide to take people to court, there will be massive protests outside these courts, and they're in for one hell of a fight this time.
Yeah. There seems to be a lot of, I mean, I follow it as closely as I can, reading articles, stuff on social media, stuff on different pages like your own page and other page and everything, and it's getting very hard to get a very clear picture. Me as just an ordinary citizen, my issue is that I think putting the responsibility for a natural resource, which is a basic human right of water, into the hands of private business, I think that's morally wrong. That's my opinion as a citizen, as a person. I just think that's basically giving some wealthy person control over what is a basic human right. It's like selling air.
Yeah.
It's much the same thing. But there's a lot of scaremongering going on out there. There's a lot of kind of mixed messages, garbled messages. For example, you said about the your wages or your dole or your children's allowance or whatever.
Pension.
If you don't pay, they'll take it out of that. I mean, me personally, I think regardless of who you are or what you are, if you do a day's work, you're entitled to a week's wages, and that is yours. Nobody has any right, in my opinion, to go into that. But this is one of the things that's being used, that's being put out there to scare people. And what you're saying to me now is in this case, that just can't happen.
The revenue are not involved in it. It's up to Uisce Éireann to collect to collect the bill. And if you don't engage with them and throw the bill on the mantelpiece or into the bin or whatever you want to do with it, Uisce Éireann have to go through the courts to collect that money. Now, if we have hundreds of thousands of people non-compliant, it becomes, you know, uneconomical for Uisce Éireann to start trying to chase this money. And if people just stand together, what happened in England is there are private water companies now over in England.
Yeah.
And I mean, one would have to ask as to why Uisce Éireann was set up in the first place. Right. All the local councils were doing a job, all the reservoirs, all the infrastructure, that was already set up. So why have we handed this over to a semi-state company now?
Yeah.
I'm very, very suspicious about this. They say it won't be sold on, but the government have promised us the sun, moon and stars before and done the exact opposite.
Well, you mentioned the article in the Irish Independent yesterday. Well, I only became aware of it over the yesterday. And it was a very good piece, and it's about with regards to the PPS numbers, and it basically says in the piece that Irish Water are looking for you to give them permission to sell on your details, your PPS details. Now, that to me would scream out that this is somebody who is just waiting for the right moment to sell all of this on for profit. And in 10 years' time, we could be looking at some Russian oligarch with control over their water and stuff like that. So that's very alarming, seriously alarming.
That's correct, Mark. I mean, what they've done with the bin charges,
yeah.
And when they introduced the bin charges, I mean, they promised everybody, look, don't worry about it. If you have inability to pay, we'll give you a waiver, and old people, etc. And they gave waivers for social welfare recipients, etc., etc. Where are the waivers now?
Yeah.
They promised you would have waivers, but then they sold it on.
Yeah.
And you see now what's happening with Greyhound.
Yeah.
The greed that's going on there, where they can turn around overnight and ask people to take a 35% wage cut. I mean, that's absolutely criminal. the corruption that's going on in this country, Mark, day and night, is frightening.
Yeah.
And when you see the Irish trade union movement standing idly by and watching what's going on in Greyhound, and the government on one hand saying the recession is over, we're on a recovery, and then you have a company saying, well, I want to deduct 35% off my employees.
Yeah.
Like, who's telling the lies?
Yeah, well, that's true, and we'll give Vic to the benefit of the doubt. I hate to defend themselves, so we'll leave them alone for a minute, but I'd love to talk to them too.
They run very scared of the courts.
So you're saying, right, firstly, this package drops through your door. A lot of stuff went around social media. It's how right return to sender on everything else. That's not the thing to do, because apparently now, once you write something on it and send it back, that's being used as an acknowledgement that you actually received it. Is that correct?
Well, it can be used. Well, it is an acknowledgement that you received it, but I don't think there'd be anything in law to say that you engage with them.
Yeah.
But our thing is, just don't send it back.
Yeah.
Just leave it there and totally ignore it.
So
to use your water.
So that's the package that's coming in.
Yeah.
With regards to them going into your wages and bloody blah and so forth, can't be done.
No.
Okay, so then you get to allowances and them cutting you off, right? If you refuse to pay, can they cut you off? Can they cut your allowance?
They cannot cut you off, because water is a basic right, and by law, they cannot disconnect the water. What they can do, and what they have threatened to do, is that they would reduce the pressure.
Yeah.
Now, what that entails is they remove the meter and put in a smaller ring inside it, which reduces the pressure going into your house. But this has major implications for Uisce Éireann. Mm-hmm. Because once they do that, if you have a family in the house with children, your tank in the attic is not filling. Therefore, you can't flush your toilets.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very quickly, your house is going to become uninhabitable. And this is something that Uisce Éireann is going to have to take on board. Yeah. Because I certainly will not be paying for water, mm-hmm. something I already pay for. We already pay for water through general taxation. So why are we being asked to pay for it again?
Yeah.
And when my house becomes uninhabitable, I will be down at the council looking to be rehoused.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. So they can't cut you off, Mark. That's the question.
So reducing the pressure, then, as you say, the tank will just refill on a trickle, so to speak.
It may not even refill. All they're giving you is drinking water at your kitchen sink.
Mm.
A trickle of drinking water, where you'd have to put a pot or a kettle under it and leave the tap on for a certain amount of time to fill it.
And then, of course, makes all your appliances obsolete too.
That's correct. You won't be able to run your washing machines, your dishwasher. You won't be able to have showers, etc., etc. So this is where we need to fight this company.
Yeah.
Because it's an absolute disgrace for them to come in with the big stick and try to beat the people into submission with something like this.
Well, this is one of the things now, as I said, that I can't understand. I mean, that if that scenario is true, that constitutes a massive reduction in quality of life.
Correct.
Massive reduction in quality of life. I can't see how a government, any government, can stand back and allow that to happen. So, you know, I take what you're saying is this is what the plans are, or this is what we suspect the plans are. But, I mean, that's just going to destroy quality of life.
Mark, this government does not care about the ordinary people of this country. I won't even use the term working class,
mm-hmm.
because I look on all people in this country as citizens of this state. The quality of life when they removed medical cards.
Yeah.
They done it. They weren't cared about quality of life. They took away bus passes. They took away medical cards. They took away the SNAs out of the schools. They reduced teachers. They're not interested in the quality of life. And what we have to bear in mind, Mark, is that we are told we're coming out of the recession.
Yeah.
Who are all the money men? They are still the people that were there at the start of the recession.
Yeah.
They are still the wealthy people. NAMA is selling all those properties. It's not you and I that's buying them.
And So
the wealthy people that were there at the start of this recession are still going to be there. And the poor Joe Soaps like us are the ones that are paying for it. So the quality of life, the government does not care.
I mean, again, the housing issue, and it's a separate issue, and we could talk for another half an hour or an hour about the housing issue, and we might come back to that another day, because it's, again, it's another thing that's...
The housing crisis,
it's been, it would appear to me that we're charging down the road well travelled.
Yeah.
We can't get back on the property bubble road fast enough from what I mean...
And who's pushing that?
Well, that's true. I mean, I saw Enda Kenny on the news maybe 3-4 months ago saying we need to build 90,000 homes in Dublin alone. Now, he's not proposing to build 90,000 social affordable houses. He build 90,000 houses that the banks and whoever else can sell for 300,000 or 400,000 a throw.
Correct.
And we do seem to be rushing back down the road well travelled, and it's alarming to say the least. But to get back to the water now, you have this campaign up and running. You ask of people to sign
the petition.
They can find that on the Anti Austerity Alliance Facebook page and the website, and stuff like that. It's really hard to know where it's all. I mean, it is. It's crazy stuff, really, because you know, on the one hand, you seem to have the government who are just ploughing through and allowing this whole thing to plough through. We've got the other side of it then is where, as you say, quality of life is going to be absolutely destroyed. Yeah. Threats and counter threats, even the threat of all your details being sold off to some whoever.
Yeah.
And all your details that are basically between you. If I open an account between me and somebody else, that business between me and them, all of this is going to be sucked in. It's amazing
Mark,
stuff.
What we're trying to do in the AAA Alliance is to empower people to stand up against this bullying tactics of the government. I mean, they forced through the home tax and they told lies.
Yeah.
RTE, personally speaking, it's only a personal opinion of mine, is totally biased when it comes out. They gave out misleading figures. They now say they have 90% compliance in the home tax, which, if you think about it, 90% compliance on 2 million people.
Yeah.
First of all, it's not compliance. They took it from people's wages and pensions, etc. Yeah. And even if the figure was correct, that means there's still 200,000 people that have not paid to live in their own homes. I am one of them.
Yeah.
I refuse to live in it. Now, I refuse to pay for water that I'm already paid for. And what we're trying to do in the AAA Alliance is to empower people to educate themselves and stand up to these bullying tactics. And at the meeting next Tuesday in Parnell's GEA Club in Coolock, we will tell people how to handle these letters, how to go forward and not to be afraid that there are people there to help them.
Yeah, just with regards to that meeting you mentioned, We got a call. The venue you're saying is Parnell's GAA next Wednesday, yeah?
Correct.
It's not Kilmore West. Is there a separate one in Kilmore?
Coolock Village.
Yeah, but is there a separate meeting in the recreation centre in Kilmore West, by any chance?
I'm unsure of that, but I know that the AAA meeting is in Parnell's GAA Club
on Wednesday
in Coolock Village on Tuesday.
On Tuesday
the 30th, yeah.
Punches, I'm going to go into the promos now. Can I ask you just to stay with us for another 10 minutes? Because you know what I wanted? I just wanted to talk to you quickly about the protests on Saturday.
Yeah.
So we'll just play the promos and we'll come back to you as soon as the promos are over and we'll have a quick chat. Okay, we're just going to play the promos there and we'll come back to Punches now shortly and we'll have another... Just finish up because I'm keen to talk about the protests that went ahead in town on Saturday with regards to the water chances. So we'll have a quick chat about that after this. You're welcome back to the programme. And still with me is Punches O'Connor of the Anti-Austerity Alliance. Punches, the reason I asked you to stay was there was the Dublin Says No campaign, I think, is it?
That's correct, yeah.
They had their protest in the city centre on Saturday.
That's correct.
Upwards of 2,000 people, I believe, were on the protest. I didn't get into it myself. I don't know whether you were in there yourself, but I've seen a lot of different things on social media that over the weekend that there was no news coverage at all given to this protest. Is that true? Or I Well, Mark, I didn't see it. I didn't even go looking, but it just came into my head there that...
You didn't see it.
Yeah. I didn't see it. Or...
Well, that doesn't surprise me because, yeah. I mean, the national news coverage has been absolutely pathetic over the years. And, I mean, let's just... I know we're jumping back to the home tax campaign, but in the home tax campaign, there was lies told that this is coming from myself. This is my understanding of it. There was lies told on some of the news bulletins as to the amount of people that were turning up at these protests. Yeah. Some of the protests weren't even covered. So the Dublin says no protest there on Saturday. It doesn't surprise me that I got no coverage whatsoever, because I feel that the national broadcasting people have been told to ignore any water protests that are out there. So to give the impression that everybody is hunky-dory, happy with Uisce Éireann, and we're all going to comply and lie down like good little children.
Yeah, you know? Well, to be fair, as I say, we've no proof that that's what's happening. I don't want RTE suing me or get sacked.
It was me that said it, Mark. Yeah. And it's a belief that I have. Yeah. I've had dealings with RTE in relation to prime time, and I said, I know firsthand the way they go on and the way people are treated.
No, that's, as you say, it's your personal experience and it's what you went through out there.
Yeah, that's correct.
By no means reflects the opinions of myself or Near FM. I think I have to say that just to be on the safe side. But no, I mean, if that was your experience, I mean, again, it would be remiss of me not to allow you to express what your experience was.
I mean, there was a lot of colleagues and family members. I was asked to go on prime time and I was asked for my opinions. We were put into specific seats in the audience. I mean, that's a fact. Yeah. That's not a hearsay thing. That's a fact. Put into specific seats in the audience and then are asked one solitary question. And the people that were allowed to speak, the three people that were allowed to speak, were all pro Uisce Éireann people. And anybody who was against that was not allowed to speak. So it gives the impression that, there's a full audience there and look, everybody is happy with Uisce Éireann. Okay. It's a lie being broadcast to me.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah. Well, as I say, you know, you were there.
I was there, and that's my personal opinion. Experience. And over it, Mark, 100%.
You know, people are different. And, I mean, I suppose we have had a lot of that kind of thing before, where what's coming out in the media, and I'm not just specifically speaking about the national broadcast or any media in general, would be that sure it's all great, and it's all going to be fine.
Well, this is it.
Yeah,
I mean it's like all the protests around the country when they go to install the water meters.
Yeah.
And people take it off their own backs. And let's face it, it's not always Dublin Says No or the AAA or the people for profit organising these. These are people coming out their own hall door and walking down the footpath and saying, you're not installing that here.
Yeah.
I already pay for my water through general taxation. I am not paying on the double.
Yeah.
And these are ordinary people. And this is what we want to do at this meeting, is to empower people.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to stand up for their rights.
Well, we'll watch it and we'll see how it grows, because the whole thing seems to be gathering a pace, and we're probably coming to the end game now, because bills are due to be issued shortly.
Bills are due to be issued, and what I say to people is, do not be frightened. You have already paid for your water.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be frightened and do not accept this double taxation.
Yeah,
that's what Uisce Éireann is doing, sending you out a bill again that you've already paid in general taxation, and do not pay it. Do not engage with them. Do not return the forms. Leave them there and come to the meeting next Tuesday.
Yeah, next Tuesday in Parnell's GAA Club in Coolock
Village. It'd be at 7:30.
Next Tuesday evening.
7:30.
That's not tomorrow now. That's
Next Tuesday, the 30th.
Tuesday the 30th, Okay, Punches. Well, listen, firstly, it was nice to see you again.
Yeah.
Delighted to have you in. It's always, because, I mean, as well as anything else, I mean, as you said, you're on the ground.
Yeah.
You know, you're involved, you're hearing what people are saying. And, you know, we'll follow it with interest, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon, because it's going to be it's going to run this one, I think.
It's not going to go away. It's going to be another hard fight.
Yeah.
And just keep the nerve. There's still a lot of people that are out there fighting on your behalf. Yeah. And come join us. And we can win this one.
Okay. Thanks very much, Punches. There you go, folks. That's Punches O'Connor of the Anti-Austerity Alliance, and talked was all things about water and his experiences through his campaign and everything that's gone on. So, sorry, Punches. What have you got there?
If people can just remember, there's going to be a national protest against the water charges on October the 11th at 2 p.m. and you assemble at the Garden of Remembrance. That'll be a national protest on October the 11th at 2 p.m.
Yeah. And that probably has the potential to close the city down, that one. Okay, thanks, Punches, for reminding us of that. As I said, that's Punches O'Connor of the Anti-Austerity Alliance, and we look forward to talking to him again.